MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 10, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures near 70, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 3:53 p.m. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the city of Beverly is violating FAA policy by failing to pay rent for the use of a building at Beverly Regional Airport. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the agency wrote a letter to Mayor Mike Cahill indicating the city must pay 7 years of back rent. The violation centers around the city's rent-free use of a warehouse building on Airport Road to house the Public Works carpentry shop. Newburyport Fire Chief Stephen Bradley reports that a hired contractor has resumed cleanup work under the supervision of local, state, and federal authorities at Sequence Site on Opportunity Way. There are two large vats of chemicals that need to be drained and several more barrels that need to be removed. The two chemicals in the larger storage containers cannot come into contact with one another, so the process continues at a careful, methodical pace. The building remains supported by a large crane. During a meeting between fire, hazmat, and building officials Tuesday morning, it was decided that conditions were safe enough for work to resume. Demolition is expected to begin this morning. Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker has been in office for just over 4 months, and in an interview this week on our website, the DA talks about public safety, one of his key priorities.
It really is about being smart on crime and smart prosecutorial decisions. You know, I think that there's a school of thought sometimes that say everything should be punishment-based, that everybody should be paying the maximum penalty. And frankly, I think we got that wrong for many, many years. There are lots of folks on the other end of that spectrum, somebody that has mental health issues, somebody with substance use issues. We're seeing a lot, particularly post-COVID. And a lot of these folks have had some things happen in their lives that might have led them to make some bad decisions. When we look at juveniles, we know that the longer we keep juveniles out of the criminal justice system, the much better path they have to success. You know, Kevin Burke said it to me best when I met with him. Kevin was a terrific DA for 24 years. He told me better outcomes for offenders are better outcomes for society and for public safety.
Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker. The New England Homes for the Deaf received approval for a new housing project for the deaf, deafblind, and near-deaf people over 55. Caroline Enos reports today in the Salem News the building would sit at the back of the Homes for the Deaf's 154 Water Street property. Our website continues to provide our listeners with the candidates for Salem Mayor discussing the key issues in the city in their own voices. Today on this post, we have three audio clips with the candidates discussing three educational-related sources. And Bill Newell next on sports with local team updates. You can hear from Bruins coach Jim Montgomery on the painful end to the Bees season.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics lost to the 76ers last night, 115-103. Sixers go up in the series now 3-2, game 6 tomorrow night in Philadelphia. The Red Sox also lost, this time to the Braves in Atlanta, 9-3 the final score. Two teams will play again tonight in Atlanta. The Bruins held their end-of-season media availability yesterday, and this is Coach Jim Montgomery on the lessons he learned on his team's quick exit out of the first round of the NHL playoffs, losing in Game 7 to Tampa.
You know, the overriding one is it's my job to get players to own the moment, seize the moment. And that didn't happen, right? And that falls on me. And I think with the hard times we went through, right, we have to learn from them, right? If we don't learn from them, how are we going to grow? Like, we'll just repeat the same thing next year. We'll connect with the players over the course of the summer and build through training camp about what we have to do to make sure that we don't have the same energy level, because we didn't have the same energy level we had in the regular season. We didn't have the same puck confidence that we had in the regular season, you know. And it hurts right now. Like, I mean, it's. I've talked to players, you know, like, it's hard right now. It's hard for our fans. It's hard for us.
I thought that was worth listening to. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery. High school baseball from yesterday. Peabody shut out Saugus 2-0. It was Bishop Fenwick 13, Cardinal Spelman 1. This is Fenwick coach Matt Antonelli.
Start off with Carter McFadden on the mound. 4 innings pitched. Only gave up 1 hit. Did a really, really solid job. Again, threw strikes. Put guys away. A lot of strikeouts. Very good job by him. Cormac Keeney came in and threw the 5th inning and did a good job as well. Game ended in 5, so those two guys did really well on the mound. Offensively, had a whole lot of hits all up and down the lineup. We were able to get a bunch of new guys into the lineup, a bunch of JV guys that came in today. We're able to get some of their first experiences on a varsity field. So that was a great overall day just to be able to get some new guys in there and have our starters play really well. So good job by everyone. We'll get ready on Thursday. We've got a big game at St. Mary's.
Fenwick baseball coach Matt Antonelli. Softball from yesterday, Hamilton Wenham beat Mount Alvernia 14-2. Boys lacrosse, Beverly edges Masconomet 8-7. St. John's Prep beat Catholic Memorial 8-1. The Prep has a very tough schedule. This is their coach, John Pinchon.
Yeah, we want to try and play the best possible schedule we can play each year. We're helped in that by our league being really strong, playing BC High twice, Bavarian twice, CM twice, St. John Shrewsbury and MC twice is good for us because they're very good. And then we want to go out and schedule the best possible teams we can find out of league. You know, this year, being able to play Staples, who's one of the best teams in the country out of Connecticut, was a huge opportunity. We went down there last year and lost to them, and they went on to win the Connecticut State Championship. We had a great year. Same thing with LaSalle. LaSalle was state champs in Rhode Island last year. We played them the week before into an overtime game, which, again, we play those games because it's preparing us to hopefully perform in June, and I think the challenge for us right now is, can we get better? Can we learn from those experiences? Mm-hmm. And put it all together when it really matters down the stretch.
St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon. Girls lacrosse, Ipswich topped Pentucket 10-9 in overtime. And the Endicott baseball team is now ranked number 4 nationally. This is the highest ranking in program history. Endicott will host Suffolk in their league tournament today at 3 in Beverly. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.